I was, and then on Friday, there were some events. There was the pink carpet, which I was sort of running around, so I wasn't able to participate very much. I did sit in on Big Fatty online, and then, which was hysterical.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Which was hysterical, hysterical, hysterical.
Oh, Big Freddy, you don't have the micro voice over. Oh, dear Gussie, your grandson's not gonna hear you. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Hi, everyone. This is. Oh, Big Freddy, you fucked it up. This is episode. What is it? Episode 955 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 28th of September. And y'all, we'll just have to finish it all in a minute. Big Freddy! Hello, Heimas! Y'all, that is a Chick-fil and some nut grits. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Heimers, as in Alzheimer's or old timers. Because y'all, I don't remember how to do shit anymore. Anyway, but, and y'all, speaking of that, let me just say, y'all, I look like, I got on the FaceTime last night with Larry Cly, and y'all, I thought he was going to shat himself. It was like, oh! But y'all, with the padding that I have on my nose, y'all, it's like Hannibal Lecter. It's like, hello, Clarice. Would you like some Chianti and jelly beans, some flavored beans, jelly flavored beans? And y'all, you know, so I've heard that shit all day long on Monday. Oh no, on what is today? Tuesday. I heard it all day long. And y'all, here's the thing. This thing is on my nose. This is for Wednesday. Yeah, okay. See, y'all, I'm telling you, I don't remember shit. This thing is on my nose, and y'all, you know when, like, sometimes when, and this doesn't happen very often to Big Fatty, but sometimes when you get like a pimple or something on your nose, and you can kind of see a little something, is, and you're not quite sure what it is. Or whatever, you know, but you can feel it, but you can also kind of see it, and it's kind of disturbing. Well, y'all, this is like honk. I mean, it's like Bozo the Clown with this honk, gauze and tape and everything on my face. And, you know, there were a few smart-ass people today. Did you get in a fight? And, y'all, I went to get my sleeping pills. Not sleeping pills. What are those things for? Pain pills. Oh, and so I'm waiting there for the pharmacist to what do they call those over in the UGG? It's not a pharmacy. It's a what is that called? What is it called? Big Fatty, Steven the Huck and Norda yelling it at you. Chemist, that's it. I was waiting on the chemist. Waiting on the chemist to fill my prescription. And y'all, this woman, she walked up, you know, and she's, oh, I'm here to get my things. And the woman goes, I'm filling it right now. And so she came back a minute later. I'm here to get my thing. And the chemist goes, I'm still counting them out. And so she's waiting there, and I'm playing the Diamond Mine on my iPhone. By the way, y'all, Tuesday, I know several people who'll be getting an iPhone 5. Yes, Big Freddy, the people that always get it on the first day, whether they need it or not. And because y'all, it's an Apple product. So anyway, so she, you know, I'm waiting there and I'm playing my game and all. And she comes over to me and she goes, "I'm dying to know what happened to you." And I'm like, "Well, if you must know, I had a cancerous area cut off of my nose yesterday." "Oh, well, did it hurt?" No, not at all. Oh, okay, well, I was just dying to know. Well, you know, that's just... Well, I'm dying for you to tell you. I mean, that's like walking up to somebody and saying, let me tell you about my cancerous nose. Cancerous nose. So, you know, speaking of cancerous noses, of course, my most regular gentleman caller sends me an e-letter Tuesday after, hey, McCready, you want to get together? I said, no, I got to pass because, you know, yo, I don't want to mess this up because, you know, this could cause some permanent scarring. Not that Big Fatty's face doesn't permanently scar people as it is. But, you know, we just, I don't need to be digging my nose. Oh, but the dick, I see. Y'all, I've knocked over the micro hoist. I don't need to be digging my nose with the bandages and all in somebody's butt. Big Fatty, please, please, please. We don't need to hear about you digging your nose in people's butts. That sounds like something that Howard and Eunice would do, oh, dear Gussie. Anyway, but y'all, let me just say something about Howard. You know, we send out our best to Howard Charles out there in the Walnut Hills, y'all, because he had his junk modified, and y'all, let me just tell you a joke. It's one of my favorite jokes. Big Fatty, please. We'd rather hear about you sticking your nose in. Oh Lord, I probably shouldn't do that. That's probably gonna make my nose bleed. Oh. Anyway, y'all, they were. Yeah, it's college. By the way, I didn't sleep worth a shit on Monday night. Y'all, I may take one of those pain pills and let it knock me out. Tuesday night. But y'all, what was I saying? Oh, I was telling you the joke. Y'all, you know it's college football. It's college football season. Y'all, there were these two rednecks, and y'all, they were at a University of Georgia football game. And y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, but that's the UGA, you know. And their mascot is a bulldog, and it goes by the name Ugga for UGA, Ugga. And, I mean, this is like Ugga 8 or something like that, or Ugga 34 or something that they've got now. And y'all, the band is playing in the cheerleaders are cheering, and it's a national televised audience. They've brought Keith Jackson back out of retirement on ABC, and they're between the hedges, and he's doing an award, Nelly! And, you know, and y'all, these two rednecks, they have saved their money, and they have finagled their way into 50-yard line seats. And y'all, they are sitting there, and there's Ugga the Bulldog out there at midfield, national televised audience. And you know, y'all, the cameras zoom in on Ugga out there, and you know, they're showing it on the giant jumbotron there in the stadium. And y'all, Ugga starts licking himself. And y'all, this is how it relates to Howard, because you know, he was licking himself, and so the old gal hadn't gotten any sleep because Howard's licking himself. But anyway, so there's Ugga, and y'all, he is just licking himself, and the one redneck turns to the other and says, boy, I wish I could do that. And the other one looks at him like he's lost his mind, and he said, that dog would bite you. Big Fatty. But, y'all, so that's my college football joke of the season, y'all. And let's just see here now. What was I saying? Oh, but so we send out our best. We send out our best to Howard because, you know, he probably shouldn't be licking himself. So anyway, speaking of licking myself, y'all, I had some problems other than sleeping. I had some problems because y'all, yeah, when you can't get your Hannibal Lecter nose wet, y'all, you have to. It makes showering difficult. It makes it like a big run, the big adventure. And so, y'all, I decided that the best way for me to remember not to get my head wet, y'all, I put a hat on. In fact, I put on that hat. that Moose P sent to me that says, "Don't forget my senior discount, y'all." It was very appropriate. Here's a naked Big Fatty in the shower with his hat on, looking like Hannibal Lecter. Thank goodness that Kim Beaver is out there. Y'all, I don't know if I've mentioned this, that Kim Beaver is out there in the San Francisco with her second cousin twice removed. Y'all, they went to the big horror weekend out there. And y'all, evidently, I have missed Michael in Stuttgart's birthday, his exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, I do it every year. It is a tradition. I traditionally forget his birthday. But y'all, I asked that Kim Beaver when it was, and she says, "Oh, I can't tell you that. But however, I did pay for him to get a birthday spanking during the events at the Folsom Street Fair." And y'all, let me just tell you, if he got a spanking at that, y'all, his bohunkus is still welty and red, and y'all, it's probably pearly. It's probably looks as ugly as Big Fatty's nose. Big Fatty. But anyway, where was I going with all that? Michael in Stuttgart's birthday, licking the ball. Y'all, I don't remember shit. Y'all, I've been listening to a lot of shows since I've been back from Vegas, and y'all, you may not recognize the voice at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, that is a New Mexican Big Fatty is listening to. Y'all, that's that Mark in Canada. And y'all, I've never listened to Mark's show before Vegas, because y'all, it's called Abusing a Tech Writer. And y'all, that just doesn't sound like anything that would appeal to me. Because y'all, first of all, technical writers, you know, who wants to read that stuff? And y'all, then people abusing them, I don't get it. I just don't get it, y'all. So anyway, but Mark was talking about meeting Big Fatty on his little show. By the way, y'all, he threw away the first 180 episodes of it. I don't know. I don't understand what that's all about. So there's only three of them over there, y'all. So if you want to subscribe, go over there and subscribe, because you know, you can. If you want to catch all the shows he's done, y'all, there are only three of them. So I was listening to those, but Mark, y'all, Mark is a handsome Mexican lad, and it was lovely getting to meet him at the Pride 48, and y'all, and then I've been listening to other shows, y'all. That one of their shows, they were on there chitter chatting about, "Oh, we're gonna talk some dirt," and y'all, then they never talked any dirt, y'all. They got on there. It was the Faye Driver, that other Mexican, Ange, and Mark, the abused technical writer, and y'all, that Dells from Dallas. Oh, what was that? That was a bug or something. I don't know what that was. But that Dells from Dallas, and y'all, they went to some sort of steakhouse. And y'all, all they did was they talked about things they didn't like on podcast. And y'all, they were in the steakhouse eating their supper. And one of the main things they really hated is when people ate on their podcast while they were eating. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. So you know, Kettle Black, blah, blah, Kettle, and anyway, y'all, I found it quite funny, and. Y'all, it's lovely. It's just lovely. And y'all, speaking of Vegas, y'all, I have forgotten, you know, and y'all, I said it at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it again, y'all, I don't remember shit anymore. There are other people I've forgotten to mention that were out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, I was just going down my list, and y'all, I either missed them or something. Y'all, the Ramble Retweet, I don't know if I mentioned his name or not, but he seems to think I've forgotten him. But y'all, if you've met the Ramble Retweet, you can't forget him. Let me just say that. I may have forgotten to say his name, but y'all, you can't forget him. And y'all, that Melissa the Confused, you know, she and her cousin Kim, they were at the Luxor also. for part of the time. And, of course, I want to once again thank them for picking Big Fatty up at the Aeropuerto, which, of course, is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And y'all, I know there are others that I'm still forgetting, but, you know, I'm sure they'll tell me. Did I mention Daryl and the Novas? Okay. So, I don't know. I just don't know, y'all. I just don't know. Y'all, one person that was not there this year was that Brian from Boston. Y'all, he is the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO. You'd never know it, though, y'all, because he doesn't do shit. He's unsubscribed, and he doesn't do shit to be a historian. Y'all, you'd think he'd send me a hysterical historical fact every now and then. You know, I might even have some special music, you know, Brian's hysterical historical facts. But y'all, do I ever hear from it? No. But y'all, I did hear from him the other day. Y'all, I'm sitting here having my coffee, and this may have been Monday morning. And all of a sudden, the grinder is going, bing, 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 brrp, brrp, brrp. And I'm like, what the fuck is that all about? Y'all, it is Brian from Boston. And y'all, he has said on the grinder 5 times right after each other, hi, 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 hi. And I'm like, oh, dear God. Anyway, I don't know. But y'all, he's in Boston. He's not here in Charleston. I don't know. Y'all, he ain't right. He's just not right. So, anyway, y'all, I did tell you about my hat in the shower, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Okay. I was in the coal mine today, and y'all, there was something in the P.O. box. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, there's a package here, and y'all, it is from none other. It is from none other than the birthday boy himself. Whenever it was, y'all, is that Michael in Stuttgart? And you know he is out there. He is out there at the Folsom Street, and y'all, I don't know what he sent to me. Oh, I don't know what that is, but that just kind of looks vulgar. Let's just see what it says here. It's from Castro Street, y'all. It's a card, and it's got the big Castro Street flag on it, y'all. And this is the flag that has the eight. It has the eight colors on it to include the pink and the teal. And y'all, it's a beautiful card. And y'all, it says, "Dear Big Fatty, lots of love and bacon greetings from the San Franciscos, which is fabulous. The only thing that could possibly make it even better would have been meeting you. Next time, for sure. The gift is from Japantown. Maybe Yoshi or Nancy can help you build it. We send... Oh, dear Gussie. We're sending you a redwood seed from Muir Woods for your garden. Because we know that you love big things like we do. All yours. And y'all, that is from Michael and Kim Beaver. Oh, dear Gussie. And from Michael's husband, Michael. So that's just lovely. And I guess it's from Kim Beaver's wifey also. So anyway. And y'all, it is a torso. It is a natural... y'all, it is a pig. It is a pig torso. And... I love it. I absolutely love it. Y'all, I'm getting my nose all stitched up tomorrow. And Mark, what do you think about all that surgery?
It was hysterical, hysterical, hysterical.
I didn't know surgery was hysterical. Only the Mexicans.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.